Phillips up a PLF Detroit and Q. Today's date is 06/06/2025. Dictation is for Miss Lisa Rhodes. Rhodes spells R-H-O-D-E-S. Lisa spells L-I-S-A. Date of birth is 12/21/1958. 66-year-old young lady here with shoulder and knee pain, period. Patient stated she was in Mexico on vacation approximately 2 weeks ago when she slipped and fell onto her shoulder and knee and immediately started having pain. She said she was using over-the-counter medication hoping pain would go away, but it doesn't. Said pain is approximately 7/10, both shoulders and knee. Increase with motion and touch. She said the pain is located in the lateral surface of her left knee and the lateral surface of her left shoulder, period. Said pain increases with weight bearing and range of motion, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented. Correction, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert oriented, obese young lady. O2SAT vital signs are as follows. O2SAT is 97% at room air, blood pressure is 117/76, pulse 101, respiration 18, temperature 97.9, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Left shoulder, full range of motion. She has some discomfort with abduction. No deformity. Tenderness of palpation in the region of the AC joint. No scapular winging. Neurovascularly intact. Next paragraph. Left knee. Tenderness in the lateral surface of her knee joint. Positive varus. Negative valgus. Negative McMurray. Negative Lachman. And negative valgus. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, micros or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is rotator cuff injury on the left. Assessment number 2 is left knee contusion. Assessment number 3 is lateral collateral ligament injury, left knee. Number 4 is left shoulder contusion. We did an x-ray of both shoulders and knee in the clinic. No bony abnormality. Some degenerative joint changes. Arthritis is suspected. Next paragraph. I will go ahead and do a MRI of patient's knee and shoulder, considering discomfort with abduction of the shoulder and a positive varus stress test to assess for rotator cuff injury and lateral collateral ligament injury of the left knee, period. Patient is comfortable with my plan. She was given a consult for a local radiology clinic for studies to be done. She was sent home with the following medication: Mobic 7.5 milligrams 1 POQ AM for 21 days. Next medication, her medication was refilled as follows: Atenolol/chlorothiazide 50/25 milligrams 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, Zoloft 50 milligrams 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90. Please include in our assessment depression and hypertension and medication refill. End of dictation.